General Tiamo.
Morning, Tom. MD7J, also mobile.
How you doing, Mom? I was talking about you this morning. Your ears are probably burnt. Patrick was asking me about a beverage antenna.
I see. Yep, I highly recommend them. We just put one up at Fred's place up there, 600 plus feet long, and that thing just really, really works.
I check right now, but he's studying for his general, but looking for a HF rig, I think. But at any rate, Bob, I told him you was the expert on it. I'd like to extend mine out there, but I don't know. There's a lot of varmints go through there, a lot of deer. And I know you said put a wire nut on it, but, geez. Having to repair that all the time might not be good. I guess you could put it above their head, so.
Yeah, the optimum height is like 3 feet. You know, that's the best. But, I mean, you could very easily go 5 feet or even 6 feet, and it would still perform very, very well. It might be slightly less quiet. In other words, you get a little bit more noise the higher you go. But it's still going to be considerably better than 300 feet. 300 feet at 3 feet high versus 600 feet at 6 feet high, you're going to have a huge improvement. Like I said, you'll get a little bit more noise, which is what the beverage is trying to reduce. However, it's not going to be a huge difference.
Well, you know, I didn't know 3 foot was the optimum, but I know it's lower than what mine is. When I get down by the shooting range there, I have to raise it up where you won't be shooting a wire in half. But so it probably takes an abrupt jump up to, 7 feet and then back down.
Perfectly acceptable. Lynn Lamb had a long beverage wire at his place, and he had to have the ability to get his tractor into a particular area that the beverage line crossed. So he actually put two posts in the ground, and the beverage was 3 feet up to the post, and that went up to like 8 feet, 9 feet across and back down to 3 feet. So he had like a little entranceway to that area that he needed to mow, and it worked fine.
Well, I'd have to buy some more RG6 flooded because I don't have enough to extend mine out another. We'd have to go out another 300 feet. And I don't know, Bob. I'd have to splice it there where the other box is at presently. Yeah, I don't think you get much attenuation from doing that, but not positive.
Splicing that cable TV feed line there is no big deal. It's just received, so you're not going to really lose anything. They can be pretty doggone long. I know I had one that was, but it was very long to get to the other side of the property before. But no, you can splice that together with just a barrel and then wrap it in electrical tape and liquid electrical tape it, and you'd be fine. You'd have no problem whatsoever.
You know, I hadn't thought about that not being transmitted. Wasn't gonna lose much. Oh, well, Rob, when you get old like me, you know how that is. Or you don't, but you will. Well, I'm just bringing Bernice home. We stopped at Aldi's. I had to be down at the surgery center at 6:30, and she had her left eye cataract removed and a new lens put in.
Happy. I had both of my eyes done last year, and then I got a new pair of glasses. You know, they offer you some options. I went with the standard lens, but they have some options now where you can get rid of your astigmatism, and you can actually get your eyes back to 20/20 If you want to spend about $3,000 per eye, I just opted for the standard lens, and I got a nice pair of glasses. I had my eyes repaired. When you do the cataracts, they pick a lens, so I did the distance so I could see distance. And then I've got some glasses for reading and stuff. So I'm sure she'll do well and enjoy that.
Mine are 20/20. I had those lenses put in like you was talking about. And braces, too. But, she's worth it. And but their highest option is $7,000, Bob.
500 per eye or something, yeah. If I had it to do over again, I would have opted for the, they had a standard, a middle, and then the highest. And I would have opted for the middle of the road, I think. But I spent $1,000 on my glasses because they do everything. And when these glasses get to the point where I need an upgrade or a new prescription, I'm thinking I'm just going to go have LASIK surgery done and be done with it.
I had 2400 there at the last. Couldn't see the big E on the eye chart. And now I got 20/20. And they put one lens is for long vision, one lens is for short vision, is the way he does it down there at Clemson Eye. And they work together. So you don't look through one eye when it's close and one eye when it's far. But it's pretty amazing, I'll tell you. Bernice's problem is her eyes are like pins, and they have a heck of a time getting them to dilate. And when they took her into surgery, I guess they still weren't dilated enough, so they had to bring her back out and pour some more juice in there. But they finally got her done. But, guys, I bet you're not in there 10 minutes after you get in. But we had to be there at 6:30, and they said the surgery would be at 8:45, and we got out at 8:20.
They're way early to begin with just because. And then they get you there an hour and a half before your surgery. So mine was about the same. Get there at 6 or 6:30 in the morning and lay there with a needle in your arm for the IV until they come and take you. 10 minutes later, you're dressed and been heading back out the door. So it's a pretty simple deal the way they've got it. And I was fortunate enough that I went with my mom when she had hers done, and we actually got to watch. So I saw exactly how it went. So it worked out good. Tom, I'm in Walmart parking lot, probably not getting out too well.
Oh, you're full quieting this morning, Mom. Yeah, I thought it was fascinating what they can do nowadays. And I had to go back last week. He said once in a while, a person will get a clouded sack that the lens is in. And naturally, I got that after a year or two after having mine done. And so I went back in and sat in the waiting room for an hour, and then went in, and he had another laser in there, and it took approximately 1 minute, and that took that 2-micron layer off that had formed on my lens. And I said, "Will it happen again?" He said, "Nope." He says, "Extremely rare cases if they got eye disease of some kind." He says, "You won't have to have it done again," and it didn't cost me anything, so... back to seeing normal now. Bob, I'll let you go. Great talking to you this morning. Have a good day. This is NJOTR.
Yeah, you have a good day, too, and wish Bernice well wishes to get healed. You're probably going to have to do the cooking today, Tom, so keep that in mind. You'll both have a good day. ND7J, I'm clear in QRT to Wally World.
Well, I got plenty of Gatorade and Beanie Weenies, so I guess that's what it'll have to be. See you later, Bob. NJOTR.